Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Patsy Sadler, director of the Pella Historical Village, to talk about Tulip Time and all the events leading up to it. And just first and foremost, it's a real pleasure to have you on Let's Talk Pella, so thanks for coming on.
Good to be back again.
And so the first thing is the Tulip Queen and her court are going to be holding their annual party. Could you tell us a little bit about that event?
It is such a fun evening for the families and friends of all of the girls on the royal court. They're invited to come to the community center, to the Joan Farber Auditorium, and that's at 7 o'clock. And the girls do their program. The duchesses will be dancing toward the end of the evening, and it is just a delightful time. It's your chance to see the girls, and they're talking about windmills this year because this is the 10th anniversary of the dedication of the Vermeer Windmill Complex. And so it's just a really special time for Pella Historical Society. Punch and cookies will be served after the party for the girls, and everyone's invited to that too. No reservations needed, and there's no cost involved. It's just a fun evening for the girls and their families.
And that's at the Joan Kuiper Farver Auditorium. That starts at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, this isn't the only event coming up. There's quite a few after that. The next one would be the costume exchange, correct?
That following Saturday, March 24, actually the costumes come in on Friday from 4 to 7 in the evening to Sculty Church. They need to come in on clothes hangers, and they need to have prices on them and sizes on them so that it will be easy for the girls who do the registering to take care of those items that come in. It is a really busy time. And, of course, we don't do any selling on Friday evening. They're busy enough just getting things in, getting them on the racks, and getting size-wise everything straightened out so that the next morning when we open at 8, we're ready for the onslaught of people who come looking, searching for costumes. Sometimes they're hunting for a costume, and sometimes they're just kind of looking for ideas. It just is it's a very busy morning. We, like I say, we open at 8 and we go until 10:30, and then everyone has to have their money picked up by noon and their leftover costumes or whatever they have brought there to sell by noon, or it becomes the property of Pella Historical. So usually things are all picked up by that time. So it's a very nice service that Historical does for the community. Keeping Dutch costumes, shall we say, in circulation. Lots of times they become almost family heirlooms, but pretty soon it's time then that there are no more children coming that they can sell the costumes. And a Dutch costume is a Dutch costume. They don't change. That is the style is the style. And so it's something that is timeless, and it is an investment, no doubt about that. This is a wonderful service.
And like you said, that is on the 24th. The actual exchange that is on the 24th in the morning hours, and drop-off for that is on Friday. Are there any specific hours that people should keep in mind on Friday?
Yeah. Friday, it's 4 in the afternoon until 7 at Sculty Church, 501 Franklin Street. It's the little white church here at the Historical Village on Franklin.
Of course, we've only touched on two of the events here, and those are all leading up to the big one. Are there any other ones that you'd like to highlight between now and Tulip Time?
We're all in the process of finding volunteers to come in during Tulip Time to help us. Sculty House is searching for volunteers. Of course, the Windmill Interpretive Center complex is looking for people. Heaven knows we need people here at the village. This is a big area with a lot of buildings and a lot of different things going on. To have to have staff for. So what come to my mind at right off the top is wooden shoemakers. We are going to have to recruit and train a few new wooden shoemakers. So I'm hoping we can find some men that would be interested in coming and learning that old craft. fun thing for them to do. They have a good time visiting with the tourists. And Pella Garden Club has a program coming up in Sculte Church on the 7th of April. That's on a Wednesday. We don't have that all finalized yet, but that is always a lead up to Tulip Time, to the flower show. This is their 50th anniversary Tulip Time flower show. That's a lot of years of flower show.
Well, I know that I'll be back here soon enough because we've got a lot going on leading up to Tulip Time and, of course, during Tulip Time. And so, once again, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Patsy.
Been very nice. Thank you.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.